Hello and welcome everyone to our first LinkedIn Live on ISO 20022 from our HQ in Bretten, Germany. Thanks for joining us everyone. I'm Jennifer Mons, Senior Team Lead Global Marketing, and this is my appreciated colleague, Ulf Persson, Senior Vice President, Strategic Product Management and Analyst Relations. Last year, we conducted a global survey on ISO 20022 readiness together with Sealand, a leading research and advisory firm focused on technology for institutions globally. Today, we will take this discussion a little bit further and dive into the new messaging standard, its importance to the financial service industry and corporates, as well as its impacts on the future payments in 20 minutes, endless answers. While listening, please feel free to drop any question or comment in the comment box and we will reply there. So, Wolf, what is ISO 20022 and why is it important now?
It's a very good question. First of all, this survey that we did last year, very interesting. It was a global survey. About 200 banks, both in the Americas, in Europe, in Asia, and also a similar number of corporates. And ISO 20024 is nothing that was just created recently. It's actually been a standard since 2004, and it's still probably one of the most used financial services standards out there from a messaging point of view. The fact is that from an implementation point of view, to really achieve to achieve the value from the standard has not happened yet. There has been deadlines. Deadlines have unfortunately moved to various reasons. Yeah. Probably, you know, with relation to pandemic is one of the reasons. There was a milestone, important milestone last year. That now happened in March this year related to cross-border transaction, cross-border payments and visibility around that. And then the next important one, hopefully and probably, is in November 2025, where we will all utilize this new way of sending and receiving payments and the information around that.
Okay. How will ISO 20022 enable improved data quality?
That's also a very good question, and this is obviously where the main difference between the old way of doing this, which was more of a flat file based strict format, that didn't have the other type of information that is needed to ensure security and compliance and so on and so forth. So the new format or the new standard is an XML-based standard that help both the bank and the corporate side and whoever is involved in this ecosystem to really utilize information, not only the payment as such, but the information around that to guarantee and enable security, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. What are the security considerations associated with ISO 20022?
Security is always important when it comes to systems, data, and the ability for you to actually trust the information. So, as mentioned, with this enriched data set, you can, both being a bank and being a corporate, implement stricter controls, reporting, proactive detection, monitoring. For example, we have a challenge globally today around fraud, financial crime. Yeah. And this is something that also from the survey was appreciated as one of the use cases that banks see both from a business point of view, operational and strategy, a way to control this when it comes to straight through processing. On the corporate side, it's the same, but kind of the other way around. It gives ability to track and understand information, understand the payment, given the fact that you have, you know, this enriched data set that you can, where you can apply various type of controls and add reports, so to say, to be proactive.
Okay, yep. I see. Okay. How will ISO 20022 impact my existing systems and processes?
So this is where you may have heard about, you know, when and how when do I start the migration and where do I start? So obviously, if your applications, processes, both in the bank or at the corporate, are not ready to receive more information around payments, then of course you have work to do, and that's equal to cost. You need to maybe assess your ERP, talk to your solution provider on both sides of the equation, so to say, to understand what do I need to do, and do I need to change something? Do I need to buy something new? Mm-hmm. Or is it about, you know, utilizing the existing applications that I have and maybe use, for example, integration technology to enhance this data movement one way or the other to be ready. It's all about, you know, those the readiness and how can I achieve that with existing and new applications.
Okay, great. How will ISO 20022 affect my payment and cash management process, being a bank or being a corporate?
No, that's I mentioned, and I think, and we also from the survey, we believe that maybe financial fraud and that use case is one of the most important one from a banking perspective, and really guarantee secure straight through processing. On the corporate side, it's maybe more on the reconciliation. You know, once I have received the information, today, unfortunately, there's a lot of manual work that may have to be done, print report, and you need to validate both in your application and maybe by looking into printed reports. So hopefully this will help me to get away from or making it less manual, and you add a certain level of automation into the end-to-end processing, so to say.
So again, here it's all about automation as well.
Yes, that hopefully is a value. The end game, and it will help move in that direction and help achieve that at some point. Yes.
Okay. How will ISO 20022 affect cross-border payments and payments visibility?
Obviously, security, as mentioned, is an important factor here, and the value as well. And then interoperability between regions, payment zones. Obviously, if you bring that down between banks and corporates, market infrastructures, and again, if we reach the end goal, obviously you have a more secure, reliable environment for trusted data that hopefully will minimize fraud as well.
Yeah, so Okay. How will ISO 20022 impact your relationships?
And also a good question. And today, in today's world, if you look at the bank and, you know, given the explosion of fintech around payment services, lending services and others, banks also deals with obviously their own clients, new clients and looking at new services. You have the corporate side where maybe, you know, you facilitate relationship with your trading partners. Mm-hmm. And you need to guarantee and ensure that payments transaction together with maybe, you know, goods are being tracked in this, you know, in parallel and make sure of that it's correct. Mm-hmm. So again, the ability to use and the enriched data set will then hopefully provide this level of security, mm-hmm. so to say. And that's, you know, some examples that mm-hmm. this should help, so to say, the industry mm-hmm. and the ecosystem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, a quite crucial thing: Money.
Money, yes.
What are the costs associated with implementing ISO 20022?
Also a good, so far there has actually been over the years trillions of US dollars put into this, but obviously we're still not ready. Given the fact that you probably need to change systems, there's a cost factor there. Maybe in some cases you need to replace applications, or at least replace and try to utilize information that you already have within your infrastructure. That's both on the banking side and on the corporate side. But then, it's all about taking the time and educate yourself, educate the team that is and work, both bank to corporate to bank, to achieve this within your ecosystem, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that costs money. It takes time, and it also about the right level of priority, because the typical daily life type operation goes on,
mm-hmm.
and how do I and when do I focus more on migration and making and get become ISO 20022 readiness versus other critical business
mm-hmm.
requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's a balance that is will cost, but it's you need the strategy,
so to say.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So what steps should be taken in order to prepare for ISO 20022 migration?
Also very important, and at the end of the day, it's not, of course, now the deadline are on the banks, so to say. The corporate don't really have the deadline, but again, to really use this as efficient as possible, you need both sides to be ready, preferably.
Mm-hmm.
So, from a banking point of view, reach out to your clients, engage, educate, explain that, with the enriched data we can now provide you with new corporate treasury services, mm-hmm. for example, adding APIs into the equation and making, maybe use that to move away from heavy clients that they need to use earlier on the corporate side. From a corporate point of view, it's important to, and typically, you would have maybe 10, 15 bank relationship. So you need to challenge your banks and ask them, what do I need to do and when do I need to do it to make sure that we are ready. You need to have a strategy and a well-defined use case to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mentioned education and really make sure of that people who is driving this, the team, so to say, has relevant information on what to do. It's not only about technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's about utilizing technology in the right way and to improve processes.
Mm-hmm.
Test. Mm-hmm. Take the time to test.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important to have that strategy in place and define a use case. For the corporate, that could be, how can I automate my reconciliation as much as possible and test that properly? And at the bank side, again, I mentioned fraud a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good and an important use case to look at.
Definitely, yeah.
And move that forward. And then once you have done this, you do it again and you do it again and you learn from that. And maybe if you have 10, 15, 20 relationship as a corporate, maybe certain banks are doing things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are obviously some work, and back to the previous question there, some cost involved. But if you do this in the right way, prioritize, educate people, then maybe you can still manage cost and it can become more cost efficient, so to say, long term.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And last but not least, how can Seeburger support? That's a very crucial thing.
Yes,
so please, Wolf, give us an answer to
give
this.
Give us an answer. Okay. So with the integration capabilities that we have and we have with our platform today, both on-premise, in any cloud, hybrid, we obviously can help to enable this information. From a banking point of view, we have a number of global international banks and local banks as well, where we help enable data between applications, new applications, old applications, to guarantee and improve straight-through processing. We can help map data in an efficient way to use. We've been working with the ISO 20022 standard for quite some time. And so we can help move and improve that for the bank. On the corporate side, same thing. Over the years, with our platform, we have built up many different connectivity to many different applications, SAP, Oracle, Infor, you name it. But also on the treasury side, and by helping connecting these existing applications as part of this payment processing to guarantee to improve automation from an account receivable perspective or accounts payable perspective. This is also where we can help giving. So it's all about, from our perspective, the integration capabilities that we can provide, anywhere and how they are, depending on the requirements from the end user, so to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. Thank you. And what do you personally recommend as being the next step, being a bank or a corporate?
To me, it's all about, first of all, of course, technology is important, and that. But it's all about understanding. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't really understood, or you don't really know how to go about, again, the relationship between bank and corporates and corporates to bank to really, understand when and how do we need to start. November 2025 is tomorrow, it takes time. And if you have, many banks from being a corporate, then of course testing takes time. And when and how do I do certain things? So this whole education, relationship, and understand stakeholders within your, if I'm the bank, my ecosystem, and from a corporate point of view, the banks I work with, but maybe also my other suppliers, and how is that, how can this help evolve and automate and make things more secure and efficient?
Okay. Thank you so much, Ulf, for your answers on ISO 20022.
Thank you very much.
I hope you all enjoyed the insights. If you haven't asked any question yet, you can still do so by using the comment box or contact Ulf directly via email. You find his email address below in the description. It was a pleasure for us hosting this event for you. On cburger.com's resource center and cburger's blog, you can find more information and resources on ISO 20022. We are really looking forward to seeing you again when we go next time live. So, thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.